There was no apparent reason why he suddenly collapsed. The crowd was frozen, stunned. The players, they surrounded DeMar, this 24-year-old safety for the Buffalo Bills. They were startled. One moment he's walking on the field, and the next moment he's lying lifelessly on the ground. Now, unknown at the moment, he had suffered a cardiac arrest, but what happened the next instant tells the story of us. Players fell to their knees in prayer. What? No one objected? No one complained about its unconstitutionality? No one filed lawsuit or stood in protest? No, everyone's intuitive reflex was to fall to their knees. It was a sight to see. It was a moment when time stood still as they felt helpless, hopeless, lost. The only conceivable recourse was in turning to God, and they did. We witnessed grown men crying their eyes out as their actions rushed, boom, past the typical "you're in our thoughts and prayers" cliche that we hear so often. These players surrendered their despair to God right there in the field. There was no debate. There was no demanding political correctness. There was simply a search for understanding and a cry for help. A sight to see. Now, what happened was the story of us. That was the story of you and me. I believe we each have this factory-installed God desire that we default to when all looks lost. And we witness that right there in the field in living color. My friend, if you feel lostness right now in your life, I can only share with you the profound benefit of falling down in prayer. Personally, I walk tall, even in the midst of my despair about this nation's direction right now. Oh, I get downright outraged when I see what's coming out of Washington daily. And I thank God for delivering me from it all and for keeping me in His favor and grace. I give my angst and my love for this nation to Him. Now, I'm not here to preach. I'm here to encourage and to shout the good news to you. Philippians 4:6 tells us, "Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So get yourself a big bowl of chocolate ice cream. Sit in your cozy spot and be still. Ask Him for that peace that passes all understanding. Express your gratitude. And let your worries of the day just take a backseat to your joy. Stand on the promises, baby. Let not your hearts be troubled, my friends. This is Rob, and this is encouragement and love from my family to yours.